And thank you.
Right. So non dalet on the aleph, two-thirds of the way down. Hi, Vamisi Eloi. How can you tell me Vamisi Eloi is coming to tell them that anything which dies includes Balei Chayim, includes Kelim, anything which dies is going to be Chayim with regard to Boi, but you need it, we need that for what Rava told us. Rava told us in the previous sugya that I've known Gimel Amud Beis.
So, Rabbi, sorry, where are you on the three quarters? Which is the first word on the line?
Third of the way down the page. The first word on the line was Demifki Mahavra.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Okay, hi, Mami Sielo. We need a Mibra Nech Rav. We need it for Rabbi said, the Omer Rabbi, because Rabbi said, Shoi Psula Mekdoshim. If a shoy, so the Magdoshina falls into a pit, your potto, the Balaboy is potto, Shenema. Why is the Balaboy potto Shenema? Bamisi Eloi, Bamisi Eloi, Misha Mishaloi. From the word Bamisi Eloi, we learned that Dafka is something which you can have benefit from the corpse, from the carcass, the answers there, which excludes shoy, so the Magdoshim. Sheina Mishaloi, the carcass you can't have any benefit from. Why? Because the Torah said you're only allowed to eat the carcass, the shapes of the Magdashim. You can't feed it to dogs, right? So you're not allowed to have benefit from it. So how can you tell me about Mishaloi? He's come to tell me that you're chayiv with boy. You're chayiv for all Bali chayim, including oifos and including kelim. You need Mishaloi to tell me that. There's a p'tor for sure if Sulam and Doshin. Elon, my crop. So here we go. Elon. Again, we have an Elon, which means we're completely changing our mind what we said till now. We thought we had a Klal HaPrata Klal, no, we didn't have a Klal HaPrata Klal. We thought we learned from Vamisi Eloi. No, we're not learning it from Vamisi Eloi. So how do we know that you're chayiv for how do we know you're chayiv for care for oifos? And how do we know that you are born and exempt us from kelim? So the pasuk says like this: Ela makro. Here comes a pasuk, a new pasuk: Kesev yoshiv liv olam. The pasuk says, Kesev yoshiv liv olam. That coming to include something. Called the rabbis called the islay bayim. It's coming to teach us that anything that has an owner is going to be chayiv with boy. So now we know who's going to be chayiv with boy. We're going to have a cow, an ox, camels, all those are, if they have an owner and they fall in, the balabo is going to have to pay the owner, including that also oifos. Oifos also have owners, so you have to pay for them. Including that would also be kelim. Kelim also have owners, and therefore the balabo would have had to pay for kelim. Would have had to pay for kelim. Why? Because kesem, yoshim, if all of includes kol the isle bayim, which includes everything.
So now we don't need any more the limud of shibarasam the isasam.
According to this, you wouldn't. Wouldn't need it for here anyway.
Now they include Eben Kanan as well.
If he has an owner, we'll see in a minute. Not because it's a posuk, but if you're on, everyone agrees to that. You mean the Chachamim, but we're going to see in a second. Really, everyone agrees. The Pasuk says, Kesev Yoshev Livonov, called Isay Bayim, and Amela, really, everything which is owned by anyone should be chayiv in a pit. So now we go back to the very beginning of the Sugya, says the Gemara now. If you're going to tell me, they called Isay Bayim, so then you should be, the Balaboy should be chayiv. Even for Kelim, Kelim also have a Bailim. And the Balaboy should be Chayim, even for Adam, Adam also has a Bailim. He's got a Bailim of his own thing. Whatever the Adam owns him. On my cross is the Pasuk, on my cross, Shoy, Velay Adam, Hamoy, Velay Kelim. Remember these words? These were the words that opened up the Sugya. You wanted to know why do Abomon see a portal? It says, Shoy, Velay Adam, Shoy. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk says that the Nafal is saying, Shoy Ochamoy. Baraboy Yishari Kesev Yoshu Lev Olov. Why is it possible to tell me? Shori Ochamoy. I know it already. The Torah said Kesev Yoshu Lev Olov, that you have to pay anything, you have to pay to the owners of the thing that fell in. So why did it say Shori Ochamoy? Why do you give us those two examples? Shori Ochamoy, you don't need a bechlal. To tell me. So this is now the Makori for the whole.
The Pasuk doesn't say that.
The Pasuk is Shoy
and
Chamoy. Why is the Pasuk giving you two examples?
It doesn't say that.
Right. Why does the Pasuk say Shoy and Chamoy? Why do I need two examples? We know it's already. Kesev, Yoshev, Liv, Olov includes Bala Shoy and includes Bala Chamoy. So why does it say Shoy and Chamoy? Answer is because it's coming to say Shor and not something else, Chamor and not something else. What's being excluded from the word Shor? Obviously, the Torah doesn't say it. So we have to work out, the Chazal has to work out. The Chazal worked out Shor and not something which is included in the category of Bali Chaim, that's the opposite of Shor. What's that? What's included in the category of Bali Chaim, but not considered a behemoth? I would have been a good example, not so much, something yes. even more opposite than show. Adam's not considered behemoth. Adam of behemoth, it says, yeah? Adam is not considered behemoth. Under the category of behemoth, we have all living species, apart from Adam, right? There's Chai, that's behemoth. There's levels of.
Aren't fish also considered?
They're all under the category of Chai. In the thing that Hashem made the world, right? We all know this. There's a Dolimim, which is the rocks.
Yeah.
And then there's Semeh, things that grow. And then there's Chai, things that live.
Right.
And then there's Adam. Adam's not included in the category of Chai. Adam isn't on his own. So, although it's a mother alive, right? But Shor, Adam is the opposite of what a Shor is, right? So, Meila says the.
It's also opposite of everything that's within that high group. Right? It's not just Shor, it's opposite of Hamor, it's opposite of.
So, if we just have Shor, we'd learn to tell us, if we just have one of them, we'd say not Adam. Okay. Adam's not included. So we know that Adam is potter, but Adam falls into the pit, potter. Mm-hmm. Why is it Shor? V'loy Adam. Why is it Chamor now?
No.
1 second. Why is it Chamor?
It's not
like. Sometimes exclude something else. Something else, what's that? Something else which wouldn't fit in so well. What doesn't fit in? Kalim. Why? Because Kalim don't have a proper Misa. Although they do die, like we said, Shrios and Zuy Misason, but they don't have a proper Misa. Therefore, those two things are excluded. Those are the two things which are as far apart from the examples given for us to be able to work on. So you've got Shor, 1 second, I'm going to just finish off. Shor tells me, and not something which isn't included in the category of Bali Chaim, which is Adam, and Chamor tells me, and not something which isn't really included in the category of Misa, which tells me Kalim. Of course, Kenan also have a type of Misa, but not the classic Misa. Therefore, that excludes Kalim. Yes, sure, fire away now.
So we can't say that Kalim has nothing to do with Misa, but it's also not alive. And it's mamash not alive. It doesn't fall within the eye or anything. So can't you say that? Why do you have to bring in Misa? Or is not being part of the Chai group already been taken? Because that's Adam, and so then you have to find something else for Kalim to follow. And why can't Kalim just be that this is something that's not alive? It doesn't even take that aspect.
You're asking a very good Orish, right? You're asking a good Orish that when Rashi explains why we say Chamor excludes Kalim, Rashi says, and the Rashi Rashi says that Chamor and Kalim is because they don't have a classic Misa. She asks him, why do we have to say that? Why don't we just say Kalim is just not the classic Chai?
It's not Chai at all. It's not even classic.
I mean, if you're going to say Chamor, so the opposite of Chamor would be
so there's not even
something that's not. Yeah. It's a good dollar. I actually have it myself, and I don't really have a good tariff on it. So that's a good dollar. So somebody wants to say something very nice. It's a good dollar. Okay. So our Rashi. And the Gemara, the Gemara, how many could mean like you're saying? I just explained that like Rashi said. The Gemara could mean Shoy and not Aldo, because Aldo's not a category. I'll show you. And come on, you're not a king. The king is not like,
right.
The Rashi doesn't say that. So it's our and Rashi.
Yeah, because it makes it difficult with the Gemara, because the Gemara does say that Kaylee, Amri says that Kaylee does have the death, you know, by being broken.
No, that the Gemara asked that question. The Gemara said, I may see Elohim. It says clearly we need something which has a Misa. How can you even start talking about Kaylee in the book?
Don't we leave that behind?
I don't know if we have to leave that behind. In the Gemara, Rashi doesn't make this whole big change.
Why don't we exclude something like Tzomeach? Something like plants are, have some life to it. If the animal falls in carrying a bundle of produce, coconuts, and
it's normally Kaylin. That's normally Kaylin. Yeah, anything which is metallic, if you're moving around.
That mamash had some life to it.
It's not considered.
It's a myth. It grows.
Yeah, it's not from two. It's the shaman. It's not a shaman. Life means the shaman. Yeah, it grows. Something grows, and it's chai. Chai is a shaman. No, but Shor is making a good aura, and Shani is when the Rashi would keep to what he said beforehand. It's a good aura. Shor asked him when Rashi says why Chamor excludes Kalim. Rashi says because Kalim, we need to find something done. Really famous, the prototype of Chamori. Chamori has a normal death, and Kaylin doesn't have a normal death. So, should I ask, why do you have to say that? Why don't we say Chamori is a real.
It's something that he might have had a half a minute from
food. Yeah, but why don't we say it's excluded because Chamori is a Baal Chai, and the Kaylin aren't a Baal Chai. It's an on rash. Yes, you wanted to ask something.
It's a general rule that when we have a positive, and we're trying to. Or analyzing this when the Torah writes the pattern like this, like show across the board, when it's either coming to exclude as opposed to coming to include something.
Exclude. The boss is saying show means we know already show. It says Kesev Yoshiv Liv Olam called Isle Bible. So we know already if a show falls in, you get the chai for the show.
Excluding things, but we're also coming to define the things that the attributes that we want in those things.
Definition means to exclude. To define something means it's not open season, it's defined.
We have option of looking at the common denominators between or expanding the show. So what is the only show? A good answer that's coming to exclude it down like we're doing now. Or I could have said it's coming to tell me that it has to have it's from the animal kingdom. You know, maybe it's a Baal Chai, it has to be a kosher animal, I would have thought maybe. It has to have eyes. I don't know, Vaikai.
Again, limiting.
Limiting, but also leave the gala to me what it is. And now they walk
Why would you not
allow
Tamar? Because you said it has to be kosher. You're talking about had they not said Kesev Yoshim Liv Olav?
No,
so I know
Chamor. That's very broad.
I know Chamor already.
No, but the fact is the Torah says revealed to us only show. In the Sushi Kesev Yoshim Liv Olav. Only when it's a fire, it's not a fire, it's a behemoth. And only when it's a common behemoth, and only it's one that works on the field constantly. Everything else, forget about it. So that, that's what you would have thought. Maybe you would have limited it so
you're
much.
You're saying cloud of prat. You're saying a cloud of prat. That's what you said. Yeah, that's the cloud of a cloud of prat. The Torah says cloud, and then it says a prat. The Torah is going to limit it specifically to that prat. That's going to show you.
Is that the rule?
That's the rule. So you give a miniature to an addressing map. There's a cloud and then a prat. If you have a cloud of prat, that's what you do. Then you have something called cloud of prat and cloud.
If the Torah were written on the show, what do I do?
Has the Torah written cloud and prat, and you would have only learned the prat, only learned the show. Only show. Show and only show. But the problem is, the Torah of the Klal Prat and the Klal afterwards, anyway. And then the Gemara went off from Klal Prat completely and said there's actually a drosh of extra words. Kesev, Yoshin, Viv'olov, which are extra words, which are coming to include everything. Anything which is by them is included in it. Mara says, right, you were following the term when we started there. El Amakro, Kesev, Yoshin, Viv'olov. Those are words which are extra. So you don't need it. We said, Bala Bo Yishari. Bala Bo Yishari, the Pasuk says in the Torah. Yeah, you have a finish there, right?
Yeah, it's a difference.
So we got the possible, we should all hear the possible, I don't think. Now, why do you need to tell me Kesev Yashiv Levalav? Obviously, Bala Boyishale is obviously paying Kesev to the owners. What does it say by Kesev Yashiv Levalav? Says the Gemara, it's the rabbis, it's coming to include all the Islay Bayim. So we have three words teaching us that anything that Bayim is included in it. So why on earth do you tell me Shoy? Don't tell me because not Chamo, it's not true. Because Kesev, Yoshua, with all is coming to include everything. So if it says Shoy, the Chamo must be coming to say two exceptions and that's it. Not just telling you the one case which is, but it's not true. If a possible Kesev Yoshev Olav.
What group of cases that they are? Not
Kesev Yoshev Olav is going to include more than one case. Kesev Yoshev Olav is coming to say a global chiyuv, which and then possible. Global chiyuv, and then if you're going to tell me, show you, there's a limiting by one. You can't come tell me this is the only chiyuv, because otherwise, why do you have Kesev Yoshev Olav? That's only a global chiyuv. Right, you have to learn how to learn these drushes. Yeah. On one hand, you've got a pasuk l'rabbis. Rabbis told me it's open. Then you have a pasuk l'mayit. So what do you do when you have one pasuk l'rabbis and one pasuk l'mayit? Do you say it's memayit everything and marba one thing? Or do you say it's marba everything and memayit one thing? Yossi is, I think, working with a tzad. It's memayit everything and maybe marba one thing. It's not.
No marba one thing. It's telling us that they have to match the similarity in a chamor and a shol.
Very good. Then you would not need to have kesev yoshev and olav.
Why not?
But you have already said shol and chamor has to match it.
Hmm?
You have shol and chamor. You don't need kesev yoshev and olav.
Bala boi shalim. China is, what is he going to do? Shalim.
What fell in?
He wants to get it. He wants to get it. He wants to get
it. Top, okay, yoshev. No. The Gemara, the Joshes, you can't make up your own Joshes. The Joshes, the Chazal understood from this word, Kesev Yoshev, but all of it's coming to be Malveh, everything which is by. Want to argue on that Joshes is not the place here. You need another time, another place, but not here. The Chazal taught us, this Josh of Kesev Yoshev, all of it is coming to include everything that has by. Now we have the other two words, Shoyah Chamor, what do we do with that? It's obviously coming to exclude something because everything else is included already. So we say that's what's coming to exclude. So and not Odom. Chamor and not.
And you see, we're also not paying attention to the chronology of the two. There was an exclusion and then there was a reboot.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter to us which order it goes in.
Well,
the contract matters. Okay.
In what matters?
The contract matters.
Okay, fine. So then. So that's what we're holding now. So now if you ask Chachamim, where do we know that a Baal HaBayit is potter from Kelim? Should be Chayiv, no? It says Kesev Yoshev with Olav. So should be Chayiv. So how do you know a Baal HaBayit is potter from Kelim? Chamor, Chamor with the Kelim. If you just said that you are Chayiv for Kelim, how did you know Chayiv for Kelim? Just says, oh, as you mentioned last time, it's interesting. You couldn't review the We have a chamor to exclude kelim, and he puts it back in. So we don't need the chamor, we don't need the oil. So that's the Gemara's kasha.
Mm-hmm.
The Gemara asks like that, which lema shoy, where we hold it? Ihochi, first one of the line is Ihochi, but let's go back, Aleph Hei. Ihochi, Aleph Hei. Afilu kelim, hold on, Nami, On my cross, so you like Adam, come over like you. Or you the Kalim. He includes Kalim. He says Kalim are Chayim, they included in the boy. Bishlay is soy. So I understand why the word soy may might be Adam. It excludes Adam. And a chamoy might be. What's a view to do with the word chamoy? What's it coming to exclude?
What's his element here? Yes.
Elam, and then three thoughts on that. Review the whole. That is using the chamoy to remind something. Elam, Rava. Says Rava, you're right. Coach Abuda, I do not know why you need the word chamoy. You don't need the chamoy. Elam, Rava, chamoy, the boy, review it. This word of chamoy, with boy, Coach Abuda, we don't know why he has it. We don't know why he has it. And another example of such a word where we don't know what the dashing it with is Sed Aveda. Sed Aveda actually brings down the Pasuk says regarding Shabbos Aveda. You have to return all types of things. And the Gemara gives possibly the whole list, delineates all examples of things that you have to return. And the Pasuk says, I'll say, right, the four examples. So the Gemara dashes with each one ways. And one of them, we don't know what you do with. You don't know what you do with Seth. Seth, David, or Divya Koyl, we don't know. Come to all opinions. You don't know what you do with that word. Kasha. It's interesting. But the whole Torah, there's two words that we don't know what you dash. Right, one and a half, maybe. Seth of Aveda, we don't know what you dash. Come to anyone. And according to Yehuda, we don't know what you do with Kama.
Is that the last one, Sora?
Kasha means there is an answer.
Hey, we don't know. Right, that's what I'm saying. So.
Yeah.
I think, no?
It's a bit less than thing. Tegel means that the yeshiva said that the Yamabi will come and tell us the answer. Kasha means there is an answer. This Gemara doesn't, the Gemara doesn't, isn't going to get it to us what it is. But, okay, so that's the answer now. So when we ask for a contributor, we thought originally he's got clouds, surely, I don't know what I gave him. And then, oh, he's coming to the others. Contributor now, coming out, we don't know what it's coming from. Kalim is included because it says, God, they say, by them. Guess we are Shavala. So what do you do with my enemy's side?
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know if he uses oil or rabbis now, or just, we don't know what you do with Chamoy.
All these things about Aveda were also excluding things.
Huh?
I don't know about that. I know everyone's about Adam. All these words in Aveda was always coming to exclude something.
One of them was Mas Simba Isha Simonim, after all she is for Simonim. Only things that have Simonim you have to give back. That was similar.
It's every coming, it would never be a tzad to say one is coming to exclude. And one is coming to reintroduce something that I would have excluded based on that rule. Like, for example, Shol, we said, exclude Adam. Chamol, I would be excluding Adam, all types of Adam. Chamol, it's coming to say, I'm going to go to Chamol. I'm saying, it wouldn't come back to including something.
Because Rashi. So Rashi, we're up to Rashi. Basically, towards the end, I think we're up there. Shoy veloy Adam. Shoy veloy Adam, she'ina min behemah. Adam is not min behemah. Right? That's what we spoke about before. Adams are included in the min of behemahs. The said Avedo, him the same, the chol Aved Zachicha. The Pasuk Yehuda said, you have to turn all Avedas of your brother. Why does the person need to say chamoy v'shoy v'sevesama? Why does the person need to give those four examples? The peg in the mitzvahs doshin l'kulu. The peg in the mitzvahs we dash on the all of them apart from barami. What's the last word, Yossi?
Moshe.
Sorry, Rabbi. I lost the connection for about half a minute. Where are you?
Rashi the b'masal v'seh davila. Second last Rashi of the page.
Thank
you.
That's why
I said it. The said Aveda Kim Nersiv, the call Aveda Sachicha. Why do the apostle need to say
What is
Salma? Salma's clothes.
Isn't
he using Simla? Simla as well. But in the Torah it says with the lamed before the mem. Yeah, it's one of those words that can interchange. So why is it possible to say Hamari Shari Seva Salma? And the pagan of Metzias Doshino in the second pagan Bab Metzia, we dash in the Kulu, apart from the last word is not. Well, let's see what it is. Bar Mise. Apart from Se. Say the Gemara couldn't work out why it was. Yeah, there was a famous story of Pankievsky, right?
I think it's the story.
They asked him how many times it says the word Moshe in the Torah. And he told them how many times it is. And he was out by one. He was wrong by one. They went back and said, you're wrong. One by one. So we did a check on Bar-Ilan or some type of program like that, typed in Moshe, and came up X amount of times in the Torah. She said, no, one time it's Mise, this word, which the Bar-Ilan doesn't know that. So that's the story. Okay, so very good. Okay, so now we're going. This is a fun, very interesting, funny way of the Gemara, how the Gemara started and finished. The Gemara starts off with a
question. It's a legitimate question. I don't know if this is legitimate. Why do we start off? Why do we start with that exception?
Right.
That's a modification of the actual.
Right. Before. It's the Gemara starts off. This is it's a rare type of Gemara. It does happen, but it's not common. The Gemara starts off telling us the principle, and then the Gemara backed off from it. That means really the Gemara told us the conclusion of the Gemara before we started. You want to know why? Sure. You want to know why Kedem Apotter? Because it shows you that I don't know how many Kedem. Now the Gemara discusses, but how did you get to that? How did you know it? Maybe it's only a cloud of prat. No, it's kind of about the cloud. Okay, you know, it's kind of about the cloud, you know, to the Eifers. Okay, no, maybe because Shoy and the Chamay together will tell me if it's not true. Because you need Shoy to tell me one type of Ema that's covered with the Chamay to tell me Kodesh with the Chamay. So you need both of them together. So how do you know Eifers Bechal? Okay, you're right. We'll have to say Amisi Eloi. Amisi Eloi, we need for another Joshua. So how do you know Eifers Bechal? And then we'll get to how can you exclude Caleb? So you want to get a new one, you want to know how Eifers, Kesev, Yoshim, with Olam.
Why isn't it simply a shadow role?
Once you say Kesev, Yoshim, with Olam, Kesev, Yoshim, with Olam should include Caleb. Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant when we said, Hamai Veloi Caleb. Should include Olam, yeah. Shoy Veloi Olam, Hamai Veloi Caleb. That was the whole shock of the time. The Gemara, rarely the Gemara does this, tell us in the scholar before we started, but the Gemara did that.
And why does Rabbis leave with the day? Meaning that's not a lot. Why can't we say that Messiah is really pretty here? And Rabbis has to answer up.
Okay.
Rabbis come up with your Kiddush from a different puzzle. We're guessing.
How is Josh in here? We're like that here. Why we didn't start doing working at Rob, and this worked out well. This was the right matter. We knew Rob was right. We knew this was right.
Oh,
we
answered that question. We stuck to our
mates. You're quite right that if there wouldn't have been a way to work out Bo, we would have had to go back to Rob and say maybe Rob was wrong. Work out Rob. But it was all good. It was all good, and we got them shut. Okay, so now we have a couple of tastes tonight. First Bain, which is the fourth tasteless on the page. Bain Rebuta the Mabba Kedem. Do you remember what the Gemara was saying? The Gemara said, how could it be that Rabbanon come to exclude Kedem? Right? How could it be that Rabbanon come to exclude Kedem when the Pasuk says clearly, the boy is coming to talk about specifically things that die in the boy. So why did the Rabbanon say, I've got meals to tell me Kedem? It's possible Kedem aren't included, because the Pasuk says, Rames Yeloi. This is going back on the Gemara from two stages earlier, right? It's in bang in the middle of the page. The middle of the page, the Gemara says, "Bamesi Eloi." We're going on that stage of the Gemara. We learned that from Bamesi Eloi, but it doesn't matter really. The Pasuk says, "Bamesi Eloi." So, what type of pit are we talking about? What type of pit are we talking about? A killer pit, things that die inside. So why is it the Rabbanon are coming now to exclude Kalim based on the process of Hamoy? We anyway know it because the apostle says, Vamez, Yeloi, it's a type of pit where things die. Right? That's one question.
We're talking about the type of pit, we're talking about the object of something that's subject to death.
Right, indeed. The object dies, the thing that falls in it dies. Second question, Reb Yehuda learned, Oi, le rabbis. Oh, in the rabbi's kid says Rashi and Tosis both are bothered about this difficulty. That how can it be that oil is coming in the rabbi's something which the pits bechlal not talking about? The pit is talking about a pit, the bricks that die, things die inside it. And you're telling me now it's coming to include Kalim. Kalim don't live. So Kalim don't die. So how can it be that Oi is coming to be Malbeh Kalim? So two questions you might ask. Number one on the Rabbonon, why then is it possible to exclude Kalim? I know it's really, it says Vameis Yeloi. Why do I need the apostle to exclude Kalim? Vameis, can Kalim die? Vameis Yeloi. So the Kalim are anyway excluded. Why do I need the apostle to Chamoy? And second question, which is a bit harder question, and review them. Why do you need the apostle to include Kalim? This pit is clearly not talking about Kalim. Okay, pit is talking about Mace, Yeloi, clearly not talking about Kalim. So how can Oi come to include Kalim? That's how Rashi learned the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, Shriyosan Zumisosan. This is the stage before the Gemara. Answer the Gemara, Shriyosan Zumisosan. Kalim are able to die, and therefore we need the apostle to exclude them, according to Rabbanon. And we can understand why Yehuda would want to include them, because they do die, and therefore it's shy to be part of the people. So you're right, Moshe, that is good for the Torah of the Gemara. But we're going on the question of the Gemara. Let's go on the question of the Gemara. The Gemara's got a question. Before we know that Kalim died, the apostle says, what's a Mace Yeloi mean? The thing that fell inside dies. We're talking about things that die. So obviously, Kalim are not included. So why is there a problem that one possible to say that they're not included? Did they anyway not included? That's one question we might ask on the Rabbon. And now on Rebuda. Rebuda is the hard question. That's what takes the Rasha problem. What's the Gemara's question on Rebuda? Rebuda said, oh, the rabbi is Kalim. What's the problem with it? If I said, no, it doesn't fit in. If the boy is talking about Misa, you can't tell me, oh, he's going to include Kalim. Why? Because not shy of Misa. Although oh, he's going to include something, that's be something which is not shy of Misa. That's a Rashi. Look at Rashi. Kalim Bilei Misa, you know? It's in the, just under halfway down the page, just half past the halfway mark. First one on the line is Chulu. Kalim, Bnei Misa, Nino, Bitmiye. Are they Bnei Misa? Melomli, Kronometino. Why do they need the apostle to exclude them? Lirabonon. That's one question. Question number two, Rebuda. Echimotin, Rebino. How could Rebuda come to include them? Hollow, Karina, Bahu, Vamesia, Loi. The thing that characterizes this pit, but may see a lot, the things that fall in it die, have no shaykhs with Kalim. So I didn't come to say it's come to include Kalim. So this point of Rashi is controversial. That's what Tosfos is going to disagree with. It's a controversial point of Rashi. If I have a posuk which is defining a certain type of thing, and I have a ribui afterwards, who says that ribui is limited to the original definition? There's a pasuk saying that Misi Eloi, that this thing you're talking about things of Misi. But now I have a pasuk Oi, can't include something else. So why can't it go past that glass ceiling of Misi Eloi? Why can't it now come to include other things which are not Misa orientated? right? Why can't there be?
You'd have to. You'd have to, because it's already been excluded. What else can you include other than something that's been excluded?
By definition, the reboy is
right. Exactly. So what's bothering Rashi? What's bothering the Gemara? The Gemara says, oh, the Mesi Eloi, talking about Misa, so how can a good amount come to include Kanim? Kanim don't have any Shaykhs to Misa. Well, why not? And include, the rabbi is going to take us further, take us more, broaden our horizon. That's what it's coming to do. So Rashi bothered about it, and Rashi says no, because the possum defined it clearly. So anything you come to include has to at least come under the category of Vamesieloi. And indeed, in the end of the day, it does. Because in the end of the day, we're going to say, you should know there's a new type of Misa called Kalim, and it's also included in the Vamesieloi. So it's a Riboy. It's still under the category of Vamesieloi. But before we knew that, I mentioned pointed out to me afterwards, but before we knew it, we thought Kalim don't die, so you can't have a Riboy coming so clearly against what the Pasuk is clearly speaking about. Chiddush and Rashi. Takes this kind of argument. It's all that's not true. You can have a river, you can't do more. You can't do more, why not? The river will take you further than you started with.
That's what it's
doing. Says, Pain and Abuda, the Marble Kalim, Kalim, believe me, sin and all. Him to Ima, or my parish. What's a big question? Koshuke, certainly. Mishum de la b'nei misa, because they're not b'nei misa, tzicha ribuy, that's why you need the ribuy contributor. That's why ribuy will tell us this ribuy, because it's coming to include something which we wouldn't have known beforehand. The positive are meisi eloi, misa, so you wouldn't have thought anything that died. Comes the ribuy to tell me, no, even something else, even Caleb. So what's the Gemara's question?
Justified by the Gemara's answer. It can't just be anything. It has to be something that's tangentially related.
No, so Vamesia like, can be the general rule, and then you have to be include one
expansive
thing. One thing. I mean, this it will be an exception to the general rule. Vamesia like, will tell me generally anything which dies chayefo, with it to sefer one thing with one extra exception. Rashi says, like you're saying, so why does it have to be? Obviously, it's not going to include everything. It's going to include one thing. Yishloima answers the tesis. And here's a fish. Rebuda nami hava memai kelim chamori. Rebuda also sees the word chamori in the Torah. And chamori has to come to exclude something. So it's coming to exclude kelim. That's why he's got the oil to put it back in. Because chamori is coming to exclude and oil is coming to put it back in. So Mameda, that's the Gemara's question. V'yishloima, let's see that again. V'yishloima, in Tosfos, fourth Tosfos on the page, V'yishloima. V'yishloima, the Reb Yehuda nami have a mamayit kelim mechamoy. Reb Yehuda would also have excluded kelim based on the pasuk of chamoy, ilav ribuye, if not for the ribuye on oy. Or the hockey park. And that's what now the Gemara is asking. We have a question. Both of the Rabbanon use the word chamoy to exclude kelim. Bein Reb Yehuda the marbelu kelim mioy, even a contra Reb Yehuda that included the word kelim, included kelim based on the word oy lafuki. The word oy is coming to take us out from the miot of chamoy. Ola bnei misenino. How can Chamoy come to exclude Kalim? How can Chamoy come to exclude Kalim? A country of Bonham, Bemet, Kaha, and a country of Yudah is coming to exclude Kalim and always coming to put it back in. How can Chamoy exclude Kalim? Kalim are not B'nai Misa. So I don't need Chamoy to exclude something that I know is already excluded. The Pasuk says, that may see a lot of things that die. Obviously, not Kalim. Kalim don't die. So I know Kalim are excluded. Along comes Chamoy to exclude Kalim. I don't need it. They're already excluded. And even if you don't have that way, Chamoy exclude Kalim and Oy puts it back in. But why? I don't need it. They're anyway excluded. Because it says, Answer the Gemara, end of taking that, right? Answer the Gemara, no, Kaylin Abne Misa, Shmiro Sanzuni Salsam. Ah, now understand why I need to come away to exclude Kaylin. Because Kaylin do die, and of course, Hamari will come to tell me, yeah, but not Hamari, not Kaylin, you don't die properly. Classic death. And I understand how I read the woman, but oh, you put it back in, because Hamari then let excludes Kaylin, and oh, he puts it back in. Good. Dominic, you happy with Jesus? Good. I'm sure he's happy with the ask. Yes.
This whole discussion is all dealing with the killer whore, basically love. Right? So what if you have just a damaging whore? You have a whore that you start off with only 7 to 5. And does this whole limit still apply?
It does. We learn from this story to the other. This is the word of Torah speaking, right? One of them, 10. And I think one of Kimmel says that we learn from that boy to also a boy of his own. So whatever is applicable by a big boy is applicable by a boy less than apart from Adam. We'll see. Nizokim, Adam, any part of from Adam that dies. By the way, any part of Adam that dies, but Nizokim will still see the chayef. Okay. Fine. Next place is Bein Abon and Bein Yehuda. Kalim, Bnei, Nisa, Nino. Bnei Abon and Heb, Nino. The Gemara's got a kasha. A quick recap on the Gemara. The Gemara said that the Pasuk is coming to exclude Kalim. You don't understand. How do things die in a bit? No, you don't see how things die in a bit. Come on. That's why you're high for a bit. Yeah?
Unless it's on his own property.
Okay, very good. So, the Gemara says, we know it. Because both Kuntarav and Shmuel, the way an animal can die in a pit is through Hebel. Mm-hmm. Shmuel says it can also be a Nechavot. But Hebel, Kolski. Hebel was the pit that the Torah is talking about, Hebel. And therefore, we don't understand that. Who's got kasha, or the Gemara's got kasha, Kalim don't break because of Hevel. Hevel is a lack of oxygen or something. Animals can die because of it. And Kalim won't die, won't break because of Hevel. So the Gemara's got questions. If Kalim, we're talking about Kalim, if it's talking about Kalim, come to exclude it because it's Hamad. But really, the pit would have been speaking about Kalim. Why? There's no breakage due to him. And
back to hiding. I mean, something that's never alive doesn't require oxygen.
Right, you know, right. That's the question. That's the question. So come on. So Kalim on they don't break from Hebel. How can you tell me this boy is starting to tell me that for Kalim you would be high, but wouldn't be high? Also, Kalim don't break in Hebel. Kalim don't break Hebel. So which the Gemara answers? Anyone remember all the Gemara answers?
New
Kalim, very good. New Kalim do break. Right.
They break or they just get ruined?
They break. They crack.
New Kalim crack, but old Kalim won't crack.
Right. Right. After it's been used, it gets hard. Right. Yeah. You put on the fire, the heat strengthens the key. It's fine. It's called the tzach. The new key doesn't have that. So it's still a bit fragile. Okay, says the Zeresan Shabbos to heat up a new clean. It's called Mitzah, like a Mepatish. To pour in cold water into a hot pot that's just been heated up very, very hot. It's also Mitzah. Okay, it strengthens it. So a new clean doesn't have that, a new clean will break due to the hell. Gemara links, so the pig can be talking about Kenya as well. Says Jesus, I don't understand the kasha. I don't understand the kasha. Who are we asking the kasha on really? Really on the Yud, that's the main one. If Yud is a Yachayev for Kli, right? The Rabbanim is your part of it. If Yud is a Yachayev for Kli, how can you ever be Chayev for Kli if it doesn't break, the heaven won't affect it. Says Jesus, but if Yud's shita is, they're chayav for chavata. Rebbe Yehuda holds You're only chayev for bor in Rosh Hashanah. That's the only place you're chayev for bor. Not in Rosh Hashanah, only in Rosh Hashanah. But if it's Rosh Hashanah, then why are you chayev? It's your kapha, right? So you're chayev because of chamata. There's a chayev chamata in old kelim will break due to chamata.
That's the possible. It's 100 shittas there flying backwards and forwards. But within that sugya, there's a shitta Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda is the Mishnah mentioned there. And Reb Yehuda holds, according to one opinion anyway, that if the person negligently lets things fall to the floor, and then he was mafkir. So he made the body in a shitta Reb Yehuda, and then he was mafkir. And if you don't hold your pocket, if you don't hold Machir and Zokov, even if it was after Shia, even after the reason why he was there is that Shia, if you don't hold the boy and she's a rabbi, it's not. And if you want to know, he said the clearly run tastes of Chaptesim, the top of the Omid says, if you don't hold, you're only chayim for boy in your shoes. That's the only time you're chayim. So now, I think Stanomi once had Kiva, and he was the other one. So Reb Yehuda, the Tanya Reb Yehuda holds that you're only chayim in a boy in your own shoes. So Frank Tasters, I feel the man the instant the pair coming here. Even according to the one who holds in the pair coming here, did Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Yehuda, mafkin is not of the Achan of Philip's Pshia Potter. That somebody's mafkin is things that causes damages. After it fell with negligence, Shia, he's still potter. Why are you potter? I made the boy which is to have him. It must be imke in lema chayv rebuda rebuda all jinah chayv and the boy which is to only in the boy in your shoes.
How would we say that?
Because in which is to have him, you see all your potter.
No, which is to have him is only the case of Shia, not necessarily doing it intentionally.
Shia is worse.
Shia is worse than intentional. Intention Shia is you were negligent, you were careless, you didn't do what you were supposed to do.
But so you're a mother.
When you're doing it intentionally to harm, you would be mechayev for that. That would be like big difference.
No, taking a big
intentionally.
Intentionally leaving something of yours on the floor. Mafkin is not going to come to Rashi anyway. It's called making a pit. Are you being mafkin then? And it's not 100% the same Jew, but
in the case of
it's all the Ramazik, he made this pit.
He was pushed out by sending his animal where the riverbank was overflowing, and the animal couldn't see the ground and it tripped and it broke. Right. Meaning he was pushed out on that level, but he wasn't digging a pit. He didn't leave the items that fell on the floor intentionally.
Digging is what you're doing. There's a machlokes in the Gemara there. If you're chayav on the wall, and what's the hinge? What are the hinge? So Rashi and Tosfos both say hinges on whether you're chayav or boy in Shita Rabim. Because really, you're right. You've got a chiluk. One you make and one you just look after. But even not looking after is the reason why you should be chayav. And the only reason why you're potter is because of boy in Shita Rabim, you're potter. So therefore, it makes a difference now if you dig or if you just be share based on the given of Yishmael. He holds that the Tanna holds that Boy Mishnah Rabbim, you are part of. So Ramayna says Tesis, Inke, Loima Chavi Buddha, Elba Boy Mishusoi. Uba Boy Mishusoi, it's to shop in the Mifti Kelim, with a Boy Mishus, you certainly need to
Hata kelim bechavata. The chavata is deal. It's his chavata. The only reason why Rav says your poto for chavata. I think you were here when we're not this sugya. Let's just quickly explain it. It's anyway good chazar for all of us. That there's a big machlik is when are you chayv with a boy? Rav says the reason why you chayv with a boy is because of the heaven. When you dig a pit, it makes certain types of poisonous air, lack of oxygen, and an animal dies inside it because of the heaven. You're not chayv because it smashes off on the floor, and that's called karka olam. It's not my land. I dug in the Rav and I took out the top layer of earth. The original layer of earth was there, so I'm not going to be chayv for that. The only reason I'm Yechayim is because of the Hevel, that's what I meant. Shmuel holds, Yechayim not only for the Hevel, you're also Chayim for the Chavot, also for the fact that I created the situation that the animal can hit itself on the floor. That's what Shmuel holds Yechayim. I mean, Rav holds only Chayim for Hevel, why not Chayim on the fact that you smashed on the floor, the Chavot, because it's not his land. But what would be if Rav, come to Rav, if he dug in his ownership and the animal fell in? How did he have the animal fall in? But right next to Rosh Hashanah. So it's right next to Rosh Hashanah, the animal fell in, but it's his land. Even Rav holds you in Yechayim. So says Taisus, contributor, hold your own Yechayim in Rosh Hashanah, it'll always be your land. It'll always be Chavot of the day. If so, for Taisus, so what's the Gemara's question now? By heaven, you want to know why by Kedim you'd be Chayim? Because Kedim smashed onto the ground of his land, so he's chayav for chavata. Says Tosfos, that's the question of Tosfos. Mikol Makim starts the answer. Mikol Makim Parasha. Nevertheless, the Gemara asks this question: why? The Behezek Hevel Mishtoyko. The pasuk is also talking about Hezek of Hevel. The pasuk is talking about Hevel. With the Doris Rab. I've made a special dosh which we've learned already a couple of times. The Nofal. The Nofal. A Chief of Nefila. He has to fall on his face and not face up. The Hevel down below. If it's because of Chavota, who cares how it fell, whether it fell on its hind quarters or fell on its face? As long as it died because of the Chavota, we understand it should be Chayek. Rav said, no, the Nofal Dech Nefila now. You're only Chayek if it falls Dech Nefila. Why is that? Because death and fila is heaven. You're only chayv if it falls death and fila. If it falls backwards and you're hurt, you're bottom. No heaven. If it falls forward, you're going to be chayv. Why? Now there's heaven. So the pasuk is mashma heaven. Therefore, we're asking if the pasuk is talking about heaven, how can we talk about Kalim? Kalim don't have any heaven. Heaven doesn't affect Kalim. Heaven doesn't affect Kalim. So why should I? How can it be in the process excluding Kalim when the Kalim Mechal no shaykes with the whole process? How have we gone? The Pasuk is true. The Pasuk is true. The Kuntur Ra'ah of Yehuda. When you chayv a boy, only Shesiyachim. So you'd be chayv with the Chavata. But the Pasuk is talking about what type of pit is the Pasuk talking about? The pit of heaven. It's a Venofa. So how do you know Chavata? Pasuk means, if read your chayv for heaven, then of course you chayv with Chavata. But the possum's talking about Hevel. So that possum which is talking about Hevel can't be talking about Kalim, because Kalim and Bechlal don't break from Hevel. So can't be talking about Kalim. The very possum is talking about this boy, it's talking about boy of Hevel. So can't be talking about Kalim. So how can it really come to include Kalim? Answer is Kalim Kadosh. Because the only ones that can break with Hevel.
Why can't other ones break?
They don't. From Hevel, they don't break.
Maybe the newer ones are brittle, they're not being absorbed, they haven't got any moisture in them, they just.
I mean, strengthened by the fire. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're much the same because the leaves inside them. But also,
what?
The leaves, every tree when it gets used, it absorbs liquid. Mm-hmm. That also affects it. It's really a little bit static. Okay, we're going to have to finish off Jesus next time for me right now.
We were saying that Rabbi Huda's, the only difference between him and the coming is that talking about the king. Old king, they were both he agrees that old Caleb, one would not be time to pay for it. So Chabol is only teaching us new Caleb.
You're asking based on the stage which we're holding here. 1 second. Yeah, not to this stage. We've seen that it's not going to work for that. But at this stage of Tosis, where Tosis is saying that
Gemara says
new Caleb.
I mean,
so the same also they can see us as an old Caleb wouldn't break at all. So there's going to be no
from heaven. And they wouldn't break from Chavotah, but they wouldn't break
but
from
it's heaven. It's in a public domain.
So it couldn't be in a public domain, you're never high. In a public domain, you're never high. Couldn't be reviewed. That's because of a different drosha of Chavtes. That's just, okay, yes, you are. I think a Maskalot is not going to be like that. It's something we have to work through ourselves. Then the Tesis, I think, won't be like this. Yossi thing, at this very moment in time, I'm saying that we need to be that the pit can break to heaven. Only new Caleb is going to break from heaven, so old Caleb will never break. So on that, there won't be any machlokes because they wouldn't break. Old Caleb wouldn't break. You're holy up at the moment. At the end of the day, this is a change. At the moment. At this point in time. Yeah. Okay, so we have to finish up Tesis. You said also to the Tesis. Hamina, right? That was the one you said, right? Right.
Me?
You've done already?
We need to work the continuous.
You need me to be?
We tried a couple of times, Chinese.
Which one?
The only closest one.
More of them?
No, the second one. What we're doing now, the inspiration of it, and the next one afterwards.
Okay, which one? Which next one?
The Hamor. Hamor.
I don't remember if I told you to write that one.
You did?
I did, you're quite right. Okay, yeah, the last part of it. Which part did you didn't answer? The first line? Okay, the first line of that thesis is based on another Gemara. So, in fact, you didn't know how to read it, no big condition. It's another Gemara, which is another word that they don't know how to dash in. And that word is gum. The word gum, they don't know how to dash in. And there's your question, why don't we include that in the list of things that we don't know how to dash? If Chamoy, talking to Yehuda, have said, okay, and gum according to this here. We have another one which we don't, and this is answer. So the fact that you couldn't work out that, you shouldn't be too despondent about. But the next part is, it shouldn't have been that difficult. Make sure you have you couldn't work that. Or maybe you got already frustrated before that. In the taste of Hamoya, make sure you have
a Moshe. If we
sell
Moshe.
Was that the sell?
It's not Moshe wise. It's Moshe Mepuntaisel.
Yeah.
I think we could work that place out. Not. I don't know.
We'll try again.
We'll try again. Otherwise, I'm downstairs. Feel free to come down and join me back. See the Empire. Okay. Have a good day, everyone.
Wow. Why couldn't they say-